Mishnah says at the bottom of Kufi Dalad, if you lefana mekabel bechazera sechemagia lepapera sapas. He started this Mishnah yesterday. If you lefana, they brought before him something. What does that mean? So Rashi and the Rashbam say yirokis. They brought the vegetables, and it continues to talk about mekabel bechazeras. Tosfos is a little bit troubled with that understanding of the Mishnah. According to that pshat, really, Hevil Lefanav is not telling you anything. There's no chiddush in the Mishnah. What's the chiddush? They brought yirokas. You have to do karpas, so they're going to bring yirokas. You could do karpas with chazeres. You could do karpas with a potato, with a piece of celery. People do it with different things. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Says Tosus, "Vein nirim in lokatoni behedi Hevil Lefanav chazeres kedikatoni b'samach Hevil Lefanav matzah." Doesn't sound like Hevil Lefanav means Hevil Lefanav Chazeres, Yirokas, because later it says Beferish, Hevil Lefanav Matzah. Why should it just say Hevil Lefanav stop? Tosis is just bothered with the kasha that why should Hevil Lefanav mean that they brought the Yirokas, they brought the Chazeres in front of him? If that's what it means, then it should have been Nokin, it should have been specified. Later on it says Hevil Lefanav Matzah Chazeres Vecharosa, so why does it just leave it blank over here? That's his kasha. But Behemis, the pshat of the Rashbam and Rashi is that it's just, the words Hevil Lefanav is to get to Metabol B'chazeres. There really is no chiddush in Hevil Lefanav. The New York Parish Rabbein Elchananel, Tosis prefers Rabbein Elchananel's approach, Hevil Lefanav Shulchan. Hevil Lefanav Shulchan. Shareyem Mevin HaShulchan Arach HaKiddush. Yel HaShulchan Munach HaChazeres. Tosis says, no, the words Hevil Lefanav is teaching us the chiddush. That you didn't have the Shulchan before the Kiddush. That's the way they used to eat. They would have all the food on the shulchan. So they would make kiddush without the shulchan. And then they would bring the shulchan later. That's what Tosfos says earlier in the Perek, in the Sugis of Kiddush, on the Kuf Amid Beis. Gemara says, Shem Mevinas HaShulchan Elem Ken Kiddush. It's at the end, quotes from the Shiltas. The idea of Kiddush is Kiyechid Estesi Sudasa Biakad Shabbat. Kiddush is exclaiming that everything that we have now is Lichvot Shabbos. Everything that we're going to bring is Lichvot Shabbos. So it could be that you're not supposed to have anything there until the Kiddush. So we cover things. Some people actually have a minig that they cover all of the food, not just the challahs, not just the Lecha Mishnah. They cover the fish, they cover the drinks, they cover whatever. That's why the minig is that in many places they don't bring out the food until later, right? It's the same as covering, but that's exactly the point. We're not going to bring out the table later. You know, we sit at dining room tables. It might be a little heavy to carry. It could be an issur tircha to carry the dining room table after kiddush. So we're not going to do that. What do? We do the same thing as bringing the shulchan later. We bring all the food later. So the challah is on the table. It's supposed to be there. Kiddush menachem suda, but we cover the challah. There's an inyan to cover the challah anyway. But this is one of the reasons that we cover the challah. If this were the only reason, you don't have to bring the challah later. But there's an idea that the challah is supposed to be there, but it's supposed to be covered. But that's why many have a minig not to bring the other food. Because if you bring the other food, then you might have to cover the other food. Sometimes you're at a simcha, and the table is set, and everything is there. Right? The challahs are there, and the fish is there, and the kiddush is there, and the pickles, and the coleslaw, and any other things. I don't remember what else. The table is completely set, so the shaila is, what do you have to cover? It's not such a pasha shaila. There's an idea that the shulchan really is not supposed to be there before kiddush, because that's what you're declaring in kiddush, that everything that you're eating is really coming lechol Shabbos, lechol Yom Tov. So that's what Tosa says. Hevil Lefanav, the two words Hevil Lefanav, is teaching me that kiddush. They brought the shulchan afterwards, because the shulchan is not supposed to be there before. Metabo b'chazeres is a new member, it's a new comment. That's how Tosfos understands. Okay. What does metabel b'chazeres mean? So we mentioned last time, metabel b'chazeres means you're metabel b'chazeres in something else. It's not you're not metabel in the romaine lettuce, in the chazeres, in the carpets. Just like Hashamash metabel b'vnei mayayim doesn't mean he's metabel in the b'nei mayayim, in the stomachs. It means he's metabel the bossa in something else. Okay. So what are you metabolizing? There's a table over here. We're talking about carpets. Right? What are you metabolizing? So says Rashi, Metal b'chazer zel lo shlagimah. Okay. Second metal b'chazer is the Rashi. Klomar im ein shom yerek achem metal b'chazer b'charos ezvel. Says Rashi, metal b'chazer means if you don't have another yerek, if you have another yerek, then what? Klomar im ein shom yerek achem metal b'chazer b'charos ezvel. What is Rashi saying? He's trying to tell you a chiddush. There's a chiddush in the Mishnah. Metal b'chazer. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that really we'd leave the Chazeres for Mora. We wouldn't use it for Karbas. And we'll see later that there are reasons why it's better not to use the Chazeres for Karbas. But to leave it for Mora when you're doing the mitzvah of Mora, why jump the gun? We're talking a lot about jumping the gun. I mean, on the Seder, Erev Pesach. But here, why jump the gun? Maybe it's going to minimize the mitzvah. So we'll talk about the details. So perhaps it's better not to use chazeres for kapas. So Rashi says, "Imein shom yerek achem metabel chazeres becharoses va'ochem." The Mishnah is telling us metabel chazeres. You can't be metabel chazeres if there's no other yerek. It sounds from Rashi that if you had another yerek, you really should use another yerek for kapas. That's how Rashi and Rashbam learn. Tosafot might not learn like that. Let's pause your chat. Rashi and Rashbam assume that if you have another yerek, better to use that yerek. And not the chazeres, but comes the Mishnah and says, if you only have chazeres, metabel b'chazeres, you could not have metabel b'chazeres. So what's the din tak? If you have another yerek, what do you have metabel? Rashi is telling us the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if you don't have other yerekis, you could do karpas with chazeres. That you certainly have to have because it's more. So be metabel b'chazeres, b'charosis, and you'll be yotzei karpas. And let's say you do have another yerek. So what do you do? So then it's better to be metabel. It's better to use the yerek. Better not to use chazer. So what are you metabolin? Does Rashi tell us what you're metabolin if you have another yerek? No, he doesn't tell us explicitly. But the fact that the Loshon of Rashi is mashma, that the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is to say that if you have chazeres and not another yerek, that's okay. You can still use the chazeres for karpas. The impression you get from Rashi is what you're being metabolin is this doch bezel bezach. It's the charosis that you're being metabolin. Whether you have the other yerek or don't have the other yerek. The whole chiddush is that even if you don't have the other yerek, you can still do karpas with the chazeres. But if you have a yerek, let's say you have potatoes, or you have celery, you have some other yerek, you'll be metabel the karpas and charosis. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. He doesn't mention anything else. What other options do we have to be metabel the karpas in? Who mentions other options? Shalom? The Rush. The Rush does, and before the Rush, yes. Tosus also mentions other options. What are the options Tosus mentions, anyone? Ephraim? Nate Melech, exactly. Vinegar or salt water. Okay, there are different options that Tosus mentions. Right? When they wanted to be metabol, these were things that they were metabol. Most of us are not metabol in vinegar, but that's what they did. Because it's a little tart, so it adds a little taste. But Rashi doesn't say anything about me. Melech, chometz. Salt water is, I think, the more conventional. That's what most of us use for karpas. But Rashi hasn't mentioned anything about it. So certainly the impression you get is that Rashi holds that the karpas is different to charosis, whether you have chazeres or another yerek. Because if he meant meimelach, if he meant chometz, he should have mentioned it. I mean, this is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara before now. So if Rashi felt that that's the halacha, then he has to say it. If he doesn't say it, then how are we supposed to know it? The impression you get from Rashi is that karpas is dipped into charosis whether you have another yerek or you're using chazeres. And that's in fact what the Rambam is. Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Ches Halacha Beis, Maschem Mavarech Borei Pri Adama V'Lokeach Yerek V'Tabel Oso B'Charoses V'Ochel Kizayis, says the Rambam. Interesting. Says the Rambam, you make a hadama, you take the yerek, you metabol also b'charosis. He doesn't mention whether it's chazeres or whether it's something else. It's clear from the Rambam, no matter what the yerek is for karpas, you're dipping it in b'charosis. And that's how Tosus quotes from Rav Yosef Tovelim. Yosef Tovelim wrote a siddur. He wrote Yotzros. And we'll see over the next dafim, Tosus is going to quote him left and right. His yotzos are very important because he was one of the Rishonim. So Tosus is medayik from Rav Yosef Tovelim's yotzros, from his siddur, as he calls it, certain halachas about the Seder. So at the end of the Ramaskal Metabel in Tosfos, he says, Rav Yosef Shaosa B'Sidro V'Yitbo B'Charosis. Rav Yosef Tovel and put into his Seder, into his Yotzros, that you Tovel Karpas and Charosis. It's clear that he holds that you're always Tovel and Charosis, even if you have another Yerim. V'chein Rabbeinu Shlomo B'Sidro V'Harav Reb Shmaya. Who do you think Rabbeinu Shlomo is? Rashi. That's the Rashi. Rashi holds that you tovel always in charosis, even if you have another yarek, because that's what you're supposed to do for karpas. You're supposed to be tovel in charosis. You didn't have me melach or chometz. That didn't exist for Rashi. Rabbeinu Shmaya as well. So there's a host of Rishonim that hold that you metabel karpas in the charosis, whether you have chazeres or you have another yarek. This is all in sharp contrast to whom? To whom? Rashi. Tosfos. Who do we get the Tosfos? Tosfos quotes someone. No, better. Next Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Rashban. The Rashban is the Mora de Schneitzer who says that the Tibul of Karpas is not in Charosis. She's Beferish. He says it Beferish. In light of the Rashban, it's clear that Rashi doesn't hold like that because the Rashban said it Beferish and Rashi leaves the whole thing out. Let's see the Rashban. Metabel b'chazer ezer loshen agemar k'detanya la'el, etc. The high tibul says the Rashbam lav b'charosos u'kidiv toni l'kamon hevil l'fanem matzah b'chazeres v'charosos nechlal da'adayin lo hevil. Rashbam says it's posher, just look at the Mishnah. Mishnah says hevil l'fanem metabel b'chazeres ad shemagei l'paperes ha'pas hevil l'fanem matzah b'chazeres v'charosos u'shnei tavshilin. So when does charosos come to the table? In the second stage. The first stage, it sounds like charosis is not there. So it sounds like you're not metabel in charosis. The karpas is not tovel in the charosis, says the Rashbam. The ferish, the Rashbam says. You're not metabel the karpas in the charosis. The hachazeres lavdavka, elevesh sham yerek achim metabel b'chazeres v'ochim. Rashbam echoes Rashi's sentiment that Chazeres is lav dafka. Karpas doesn't have to be Chazeres. It could be another Yerek. In fact, if you have another Yerek, it's probably better to do Karpas with the other Yerek. This is the Rashbam. Rashbam assumes that the Tibul b'Karpas is dafka, not b'Chazeres. Is not b'Charosis. Now, Tosfos quotes this Rashbam. He's not at all convinced from this, right? Let's see Tosfos. Metabel klomer ochel hachazeres betibul kama hashamash metamah b'vnei me'ayim v'chei metabel b'yirokos u'bekro nami mishto yochi ki yitikri b'puch einayich shemanachas ha'puch b'einayim. In the pasuk, it's talking about the color of the eyes. You don't put the eyes into the puch. You put the puch into the eyes, right? You don't put the eyes into the makeup. You put the makeup into the eyes. So that's the lashon of the pasuk. Okay. Pirush Rashbam da'ay tibul lav b'charosis. Do'akati lobo kedektani sefer hevil l'fanem matzah b'chazeres b'charosis. Ve'en zaraya says Tosfos. Do'akatoni ochel chazeres v'tani nami b'sefer. Tosfos says this is not a raya. First of all, because it says over here metabel b'chazeres. And then it says later also, Hevil l'fanem matzah v'chazeres v'charosis. It mentions chazeres twice. You don't have to bring the chazeres, it's already there. The chazeres is there. So what do you bring it twice? So apparently that's the lashon of the Mishnah. Even though we mention chazeres initially, we mention it again. So the fact that it's mentioned in both spots, that's not so significant. The Tosfos is saying the same with the charosis. Clearly, the Chazeres was there from before, because Metabel b'Chazeres. So Mestama, the Charosis, was there also. Why should we assume that it's only coming later? That's what Tosfos says. Why should we assume that it's only coming later? How do you understand the Mishnah according to Tosfos? The Chorah. Based on what Tosfos said before, Rabbi Nachman says Hevil l'fanem means the shulchan. So based on that, Tosfos l'chora is saying that the Mishnah reads as follows: Hevil l'fanem, they brought before him the shulchan. And everything that's on the shulchan. What's on the shulchan? It tells you later what's on the shulchan.
Matzah, chazeres, haroses.
You trying to tell me when they first bring him the shulchan, the matzah is not there? It's very difficult. But they're only bringing the chazeres
for the karpas?
We know that after kiddush we bring the whole shulchan. We bring the matzah. We bring the matzah too. So mistama hevil lefana means hevil lefana our shulchan, says Tosfos. And what's on the shulchan? Matzah, chazeres, haroses, ushnei tavshilin. The kara is on the shulchan too. So they brought the whole shulchan. Now what do they do? Remember, they're oker the shulchan. We'll see later. We don't have this minig, but the Rambam quotes this minig. Probably Tosfos have it. They're oker the shulchan. Tosfos actually says, "Aviru matzal heviu, heviu lefod of matzah." What are they bringing the matzah for? Didn't they bring it already? They finished kiddush, then they bring the shulchan. So what are they bringing it again? Lefisha oku hashulchan lefem misha omer hagoda. Those that say they're katani, I feel the fun of matzah. They used to have a minute to be okay the shulchan and take the shulchan away. Why did they take the shulchan away? That's like chotz in matzah, right? They took the food away. What's the purpose of taking food away? Heker latinokos, to create trouble, right? They create trouble, questions. The kids are wondering what in the world is going on. We never do this. So they would take the shulchan away because that's how they ate. They had smaller shulchanos for each and every individual. We're not going to take the whole table away. We just don't do that. Too complicated. So we do other things. So maybe when the minig changed of how they ate with tables, so we stopped taking the table away. But that's what they did at the time of the Mishnah. So according to Tosis, the Mishnah reads beautifully. Hevi lefana means hevi lefana of hashulchan. It doesn't have to tell you what's on the shulchan, because we're talking about karpas over here. We're going to talk about the shulchan later. So it just says, Hevi lefanav shulchan, metabo b'chazeres. Tosfos says, of course the charoses is there. It's on the table. We're not bringing the charoses separately. Since it doesn't mention anything else, mistama yataka being tovil b'charoses. Rashbam makes a big deal out of the fact that, well, charoses is not mentioned over here. It's only mentioned later, so mistama's not here. Mistama you're being tovil in something else. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? It mentions chazeres later, and yet it mentions chazeres over here. What's his point? It doesn't mention charoses over here. No, but the Mishnah later is telling you what's on the shulchan. Hevi lefana means they bring the shulchan to you. So if that's what's on the shulchan, then some of that's what was on the shulchan earlier. That's the chorab shot in Tosfos. If they're bringing the shulchan, taking it away, bringing it back, so whatever's on the shulchan later is going to be on the shulchan now. So the charoses is going to be there now too. And that's what you're talking about, the chazer is in the place. That's how Tosfos is. The Ode says Tosfos, it has to be that you're going to be metabel the chazeres and the charoses. The chazeres sar lahakur b'charoses mishum kofa. Okay, the Rashbam says you don't have to do karpas and chazeres, you can do it with another yerek. But if you do karpas with chazeres, of course you have to be tovelet in charoses. What's the shaila? Mishum kofa. Mishum kofa. What is kofa? So we spoke about that. Kofa is either the eres and the chazeres. Some kind of a poison, it's a sharpness, the bitterness. It can damage a person, be mazik him. Or the eris is the tolas, the worm, that you have to kill the worm. We sort of mentioned kila achar yad yesterday. Well, what is killing the worm help? You're not allowed to eat the worm, so like, what's killing the worm going to help? The emes is they talk about it. The Gemara, make reference to this yesterday, but on that Kufta Zvavam Medbeis, there's the whole discussion of how exactly to be Tovel the Mara into the Charoses. There it says Mishum Kofa. So the Rishonim over there are troubled. How does that solve the problem to kill the worm? So someone has suggested that maybe if the worm grew in the lettuce, that's mokom revise. We call it mokom revise, the place where it grows. So until the insect, until the sheretz is porish mokom revise, it's not a sheretz haaretz. It doesn't have a din of a sheretz. So it's mutter to eat. As long as it didn't come from the outside, see, if the bug came from the outside and then entered into the lettuce, that's a problem. It's already a sheretz before it gets there. But if you assume that the bug is there in the lettuce from before, and that's where it grows somehow, so then it's not going to be usher anyway. The problem is a sakana issue. That if you eat the bug, then we're concerned that there'll be a sakana. So for that, we kill the bug. As long as the bug is dead, somehow it's not going to be a sakana. But if it grew in the lettuce, maybe there's no issue with flow. Tosfos on Kuftas Vav Amud Beis says something different. He says maybe Rov Yirokos don't have Kofon. Maybe that worm is not in Rov of the leaves. You can understand that. I think most of the romaine lettuce does not have any kind of bugs in it. But some do. But most don't. So says Tosfos, Le'inyan Isser, we can follow Rov. We always follow Rov. Aslinam Basarubu Lagabi Surah. Spent a lot of time on that. Cool. But Le'inyan Sakana, Chamir Sakanta Meisura, we're not going to rely on Rov. So we have to kill the bug to prevent the sakana. Right? We have to kill the bug to prevent sakana. We're choshesh lemiyad legabe sakana, but legabe iser, you'll say, even if you kill the bug, but it's still there. How it starts to eat? The answer is le'in iser. We follow rov, but le'in yit sakana, we're not going to follow rov. So that's why we kill the bug. We need the kofa to kill the bug, but then we can eat the lettuce. We're not concerned that the bugs are going to be there because we can follow rov, and rov of the lettuce is not going to happen. These are the answers that the Farshim give as to how this how the charoses works with the kof. It kills the bug, but the bug is still there. How's it with the deed? Says Tosfos. Obviously, the people of the Karpas, if they're using chazeres, has to be in charoses. The raya of the Rashbam from Losha the Mishnah is no raya b'chlam, but halacha. The fact is, if you've been metabel the chazeres, it has to be in charoses mishum kofa. Mishum kofa sounds like Tosfos is choshesh for kofa. That's how he passes. Like there's a concern of kofa. Umiu adds Tosfos one final point. Umiu heichas hakibul arisha navi b'shar yirokos ain tzarich lipa b'charoses ala obachometz obamayim umela. Kosheya noeg Rabbi Natan. Tosfos says you don't have to be tovel the karpas and charoses. If you're using another yerek, then taki could be tovel b'nei melach, b'chometz, and something else. And that's what the Rabbeinu Tam did, so he claims. The Alma b'gemara, the charoses mishum kofa, v'leka kofa, ela b'mara. How do I know that you could be tovel karpas and something besides charoses, says Tosfos? Well, think about it. The whole purpose of being tovel and charoses is mishum kofa. That's what he's assuming in that answer. If the purpose of being tovel charoses, tovel and charoses mishum kofa, there's only kofa in mora, in chazeres. So if you're not being tovel, if you're not using chazeres for karpas, then obviously there's no reason. Koshken the Rebbe Lazar Bar Tzadok the Kama Mitzvah Zeichel Atid Lo Shaychel B'Mora Lo Zeichel Devayim Moru Es Chayim B'Chomer. Koshken, if you hold that charoses is a mitzvah, what does that mean? It's a mitzvah. Zeichel Atid. Zeichel atit, zeichel dam, zeichel tapuach, but it's a zeichet to vayimoras chayayim to the shibud. So mistama, we put it together with the mora, which is talking about the shibud, as opposed to karpas. So karpas is a question. What's it talking about? Some say samach perach does relate to the shibud, but there are other. The Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that karpas has nothing to do with the shibud. It's a heck of a tinokos. That's all it is. You're just doing a dipping in order to do something different for the tinokos, that they get excited. That's, if that's the case, since it's no relation to shibud, so if the old charoses is a mitzvah, it's a zecha to the shibud, then there's no point in dipping the karpas into charoses. It's only the more that we dip into the charoses because it's one unit. The Ode says Tosfos, Lo Shayach Mitzvah, Shetibol Rishon Eino Ela Lehekeri. Says Bichlal, if you hold the charoses as a mitzvah, then clearly you're not going to dip the karpas into charoses because karpas is not a mitzvah Bichlal. So what's charoses doing there? Three reasons, says Tosfos, why it's not necessary to dip the karpas into charoses if you're using a different yerek. Either because the whole purpose of charoses is mishum kofa, and that's only shaykh and using chazeres. There's no kofa by the other yerek, by the celery, by the potato, whatever. Or koshken, if you hold it's a mitzvah, it only makes sense to dip the mara into charoses, because the whole mitzvah of charoses is eichel atid, it's eichet to vayimara's chayeim, to the shibud. So only mara deserves to be dipped into charoses, but karpas, it's not a zeicha to the shibud in the same way, so therefore we're not going to dip into charoses. And thirdly, there's no mitzvah in karpas b'chalal. It's just a shibud. It's a hekel tinoko. So why are we putting charoses in there? If charoses is a mitzvah, mistama, it's only shayach to dippings of mitzvah. But this is not a mitzvah. This is just a hekel tinoko. This is Tosfos. Okay, so Tosfos seems to present a third option. He quotes the Rabbi Yosef Tovelim and the Rabbi Mishmaya, and he said Rashi and the Rambam. They all seem to hold that you dip karpas into charoses, bedafka into charoses. The Rashbam seems to say that bedafka one should not dip karpas into charoses. Tosfos says it depends. If you use chazeres, then avadi you should dip the karpas into charoses. You got it. Mishum kofa. He doesn't say mishum mitzvah. He says mishum kofa because it could be that karpas is not a mitzvah. But at least mishum kofa, you should have to dip the karpas into charoses. But if you use another yerek, says Tosfos, there's no reason why you have to dip it into charoses. In fact, it might be better not to dip it into charoses because it's sort of like a little strange. It's not a mitzvah, so what are you dipping into charoses? But certainly mishum kofa, there's no reason to do so. Okay, these are the three shitas that we have in terms of dipping karpas. So what's the beer? Let's try to understand what the svara is for the yeshitas. Tosfos really explained himself. So we really have to work on the Rashbam, on the first two yeshitas, right? Yeah. Rashi and the Rambam and that yeshita that he the dafka should dip the karpas into charoses. What kind of an idea is that? And then we have to work on the Rashbam. Why does the Rashbam say bedafka not to? And it sounds like even if you're using chazeres for karpas, you still shouldn't dip karpas into charoses. How does he understand that? If charoses mishum kofa, so what are you doing? You're going to put yourself into sakana. How can you do that? How is the mutter to do that? So let's first take the Rambam. Right? The Rambam is one of those shitas that claims that karpas should be dipped dafka into charoses. The Rambam shita we've seen, this is really just an expansion of the Rambam shita. The chumrah of the Rambam to dip karpas into charoses. What's he saying? What's the kash on the Rambam? What's the problem I'm trying to address? Everyone holds karpas is a heker latinokos. The Gemara says that. So if it's a heker latinokos, why does the Rambam hold that you should dip karpas into charoses? Bedafka. What's the idea? It's not a mitzvah, right? Not a mitzvah. So why should it bedafka have to be dipped into charoses? That's Tosfos' last point. If karpas is not a mitzvah, so then what are we dipping charoses into? What are we dipping the karpas into charoses? I need charoses. Dafka. The Rambam paskins, you see, this question is even stronger according to the Rambam. The Rambam paskins the charoses mitzvah. The Rambam in the Mishneh Torah. That's why it's so important to see the sugya of charoses before we talk about karpas, because it's all about charoses. The Rambam says charoses mitzvah midivrei sofrim, who against his sheet in the parasha Mishnayos, right? The Rambam paskins charoses is a mitzvah. So l'chora Tosfos's last point is a kash on the Rambam. If charoses is a mitzvah and karpas is a hekel, you know, because it's not a mitzvah, so what are we dipping karpas into charoses? And the Rambam says bedavka, you have to dip it into charoses. What's going on over here? So the answer probably is that the Rambam agrees that beikar karpas is only heker. It's done mishum heker. But once Chazal and Masak and Karpas, and they didn't heker, they added that there's a mitzvah achil of Karpas. They added a din achil to the Karpas. Like there are tzvei dinim in Karpas going around. It starts as a heker latinokos, but midin heker, Chazal say that you should have an achil of Karpas. Why do I say that according to the Rambam? Why is it muchach like that according to the Rambam that there is a mitzvah achil in karpas? Desires, exactly. Excellent. But the Rambam says, if you read him carefully. I mean, even if you don't read him carefully, he says it anyway. He says, "Lokeach yerek and metabolos of becharosus v'ochel kezayis huvachol amesu b'mimol kolecha be'echad in ochel kochas mekezayis." The Rambam bedafka says if you're supposed to eat a kezayis of the karpas. He says, "Hu v'chalam mesub." What kind of a strange notion is that? "Hu v'chalam mesub." Does he say the person, the Omer Hagadol eats matzah? "Hu v'chalam mesub mimo." Of course, v'chalam mesub mimo. The truth is, there's a machlokas rishonim. There are some rishonim that say that only the balabayas eat karpas. It's a heker latinokos. Does everyone have to do the heker? Well, yeah, it has to be heker times 10. It's a heker. So if the balabayas does the heker, that should be sufficient. Some of the rishonim say that. So the Rambam ben Afka is saying no. Everyone has to do it. Why? But it's only a heker. The answer is, according to the Rambam, Chazal instituted karpas mishum heker, but once they instituted it, they made it into a din achila, right? A mitzvah achila.
So once they made it into a mitzvah achila,
why is it different than matzah?
They made it into a mitzvah achila, then not just the balabayas, but kol ha-mesubim also have to have the karpas. And how much do they have to have? Kizayis, of course, because it's a mitzvah achila. If you hold this just the hekel tinogos, there's no mitzvah achila, so what are you eating a kizayis? In fact, it's even worse than that. As hopefully we'll talk, we get to kuf tezvav. Many hold that you're not supposed to have a kizayis of karpas, dafka less than a kizayis. Why? Anyone, why? Because it's a shaila, if you make a hadam on the morah, because maybe it's part of the Suda, maybe it's not part of the Suda. So we want to patent the bracha rishon of the morah with the karpas. If you eat a kizayis, then you might have to make a bracha achron after the kizayis. Maybe. Maybe not. Right? Some say Haggadah is a hatsik, some say it's not a hatsik. This is a whole machlokas rishon. So many of us, I think most of us, if not all of us, are knowing to eat less than a kizayis of karpas, because we're concerned about that halachic problem. To pata the mara with the karpa, pata the bracha rishon of the mara with the karpas. So we bedafki less than a kizayis. Apparently the Rambam wasn't troubled with that. Rambam must have held that the Haggadah is not a hefsik. So if you make a hadama on the karpas, that'll pata the mara. You're not going to make a bracha achron on the karpas. Stump. But it's interesting. The Rambam clearly holds that there's a mitzvah achila in the karpas, both from the fact that he says that kol ha-mesubim have to eat the karpas, and that they have to have a kizayis. You should know there's another din of karpas. The Rishonim have a debate: do you do haseba for karpas? And I quote from the Abu Drum that there is a chiv haseba by karpas. You know, there's no haseba by mara because mara is zeicha l'shibud. According to the Abu Drum that you do a seva by karpas, clearly he's not assuming samach perach. Right? I guess his kids who went to preschool did not hear that pshat. He's not assuming that it's zeich l'shiva. It must be a cheres. B'nei chorin dip. Aniyim don't dip. They're just happy to have a little matzah. You know, happy to have a little bread. So this idea that there's haseba by karpas, what does that mean? There's haseba? According to the Abu Drum, there's haseba? If karpas is just a hekel l'tinokos, what does it need a seba for? What do you need a seba for the karpas? It's the dipping itself that's the hekel l'tinokos. So why would you need a seba? According to the Rambam, that karpas is a mitzvah sachila. You need a kezayis. All of the mesubim have to eat it. It's a mitzvah sachila. So efshem en kenzogin, that mitzvah sachila, you need a seba. Dalit kosas and matzah, everything in the Suda. I mean, keep in mind, the Rambam says even shara chinasu shliyasa, the whole Suda. But even if we're not going to talk about the potatoes and the meat and everything else that you're eating, but if this is a mitzvah sachila of the Laila, so it makes a lot more sense that you should need a seba for this too. Midirabbanan. It's no worse than dalit kosas. Okay, there's no mitzvah daraisa to have karpas, but it's no worse than dalit kosas. Once you assume chazal u'mesakin to have the karpas, so it might start as a heker l'tinokos, but if it becomes a mitzvah sachila, so then you might need a seba for this too. So three halachas might relate to this question as to whether karpas emerges from the din heker to actually become a mitzvah sachila. That's kezayis, the fact that kol ha-mesubim have to eat it, and the possibility that maybe even a seba is required for the karpas. Questions. Okay, how can we explain the Rashbam? How can we give a deeper havana to the Rashbam? So Tosas quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's look at this Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe if we understand Rabbeinu Tam a little bit better, we'll get pshat in the Rashbam. So far we've explained the shitos that assume that you're always going to be tovel in charosis. You're always going to be tovel in charosis. Why should you always be tovel in charosis? Stomach, because there's some mitzvah sachila related to karpas. So maybe that's why it's necessary to be tovel in charosis. Even if you're using a different yerek, you're not using chazeres. Yeah, what is lost?
Yes.
Gemara says it's a heaven. Gemara told me that in the place that it's a heaven. It could be other reasons also. But that's a Gemara. You can't deny it. We'll see. There's a lot of it. So the question is, did it emerge from that basic reason? Let that basic reason is that that's a point of departure, but then there are other elements, other kind that Chazal has. Or is that the whole reason? That's the shaila. That's the shaila.
So what's Pshat in the Rashbam? Why should Rashbam say that Yadavka should not use chalosis? So Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says either or. Right? That's the middle sheet. Either or. If you have chazeres, then you use chalosis. If you have another yerek, then you'll use me'melach or use chalosis. That's how Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. The Hagos Maimini also quotes the Rabbeinu Tam like that. That's on the Rambam. Os Gimel, Perek Ches Os Gimel. Cheno Yerogil Maharam Lasos Gamtibul Ze Becharosis. Maharam Rutenberg was knowing like the Rambam to do Becharosis. To Omer Mashakosov, Rabbeinu Tam, Sheena Becharosis, Pire Shein Sorof. Avlim Rotze, Roshus Biyodom. The Gabmor Hanifa Chimatzim Metal Becharosis. Dagos Maimini interprets that the Rabbeinu Tam, who says Eino Becharosis, doesn't mean Eino. Lo yitbol b'charosis. It means Eino tzarf. Harshus b'yado. You can do it in charosis. You can do it in whatever you want. But if you're not using chazeres, you don't have to use charosis. You don't have to use charosis. You can use whatever you want. That's how Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. That's how Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rosh does not quote the Rabbeinu Tam. What is the Rosh? This is a very important Rosh in the sugya. Please, if you have a Gemara, please turn to the Rosh. Let's look at the Rosh together in Sulla. The Rosh in Siman Chof Hei writes like this. Heviu lefada metala b'chazeres hachimagi lepaperas hapas. Pirish Rashbam, the tibul zeh lo hoya b'charoses. Midlomad b'charoses atibul shein. He quotes the Rashbam that the tibul of karpas was not in charoses. Categorically not in charoses. V'chein hoya noeg Rabbeinu Tam shelo hoya metabel tibul rishon b'charoses. And the Rabbeinu Tam was knowing like the Rashbam. Oh yeah? That's how the Rosh calls. That's not the Hagos Maimon is Rabbeinu Tam. It's not Tosfos is Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos is Rabbeinu Tam was that in Rotsa, if you want. You can do it with charoses, you can do it with other things. If you're using another yerek, you don't have to use charoses because there's no kofa. Rosh doesn't quote Rabbeinu Tam like that. He says Rabbeinu Tam felt that you dafka should not use charoses when you're metabo the karpas. So this is an important Rabbeinu Tam. Right? This is a shita. If Rabbeinu Tam is to be understood like the Rosh quotes him, so then he's like the Rashbam. So he's like the Rashbam. We want to hear what the Rabbeinu Tam has to say about why he felt that you have to use dafka charoses. So why talk? Since we pass in the charoses is a mitzvah, so he's taking a stand on that. That's like what Tosfos said on Kofta Zayin Amud Aleph, because from the Brisos it sounds like the Halacha is Charoses Mitzvah. It's not at all clear. Tosfos seems to posit that Charoses really is Mishum Kofa. He just says, Kol Shkein, if you hold it's a Mitzvah, but Tosfos seems to go fundamentally with the other sheet of the Charoses Mishum Kofa. Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, no, since we paskin the Charoses a Mitzvah, so when should you dip a Charoses? So you would think, the more the merrier, why not? Rabbeinu Tam says, it's not the more the merrier. The appropriate time to dip in charoses is with the morer, because morer and charoses is one unit. It's zeichel l'shibud. That's when you're supposed to dip in the charoses. Zeichel l'tit, zeichel l'shibud. So you're supposed to dip with the morer. If you're supposed to dip with the morer, it's better not to dip the karpas into charoses, because achas shemile kreisam imenu. After you fill your belly with charoses, you vienu the mitzvah. Then you bring it for a mitzvah. He's assuming that the tibul in the charoses, the tibul of the karpas and charoses, would not be le mitzvah.
It's not la mitzvah. It's not la mitzvah. It's la heker. It's not la mitzvah. It's la heker. That's what the Gemara says. The mitzvah of charoses is with the mar, where it's echel shiva. Who says karpas is echel shiva bichlal? So you're not dipping in charoses la mitzvah. Why are you dipping in charoses bichlal? Well, because you have to dip something. You have to dip into something. That's the heker with dinobos. So you need some kind of thing to dip. Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, don't dip into charoses. Why? But it's just anything. It's true that it's anything, but you'll ruin the mitzvah of charoses when you dip it with the mar if you dip the karpas into charoses before. Because there's this idea, he didn't make up this idea, it's in the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Kuf Tesvav, Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to it. There's this idea that some of the Amoraim have, that if you're going to use a chavtza as a mitzvah later on in the Seder, don't use it before. Don't eat it before. Because after you eat a Shelo L'Shem mitzvah, it's not right to bring it as a mitzvah. When you're going to use a chavtza, you eat a chavtza for a mitzvah, use it the first time for the mitzvah. After you fill your belly with it, then you're going to eat it for the mitzvah. It's not right to do it like that. You're supposed to, first time that you take it, you're supposed to take it for a mitzvah. It's after Rabbeinu Tam. That's why you're not supposed to be metaba of the karpas and charoses. This could be one understanding for the Rashbam. That if the Rashbam assumes that charoses is a mitzvah, he paskins like that. So Efshim and Kenzogin, that the Rashbam says, Dafka, you shouldn't use charoses. You shouldn't use karoses because you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah, so to speak. Not mevatel, but you're going to weaken the mitzvah. You're going to make it less choshev because what you're going to be memale kreso mimenu at the time of the karpas, and then you're going to dip it later by the mara. That's not right. That's not right. So the Rashbam says, don't use charoses at all. But just one second. If you're using chazeres, how can you not use charoses? The answer is, the Rashbam might hold that we're not choshish for kofar. We're not choshish for kofar at all. It's not such a big sakana, maybe. You could say rove yerokos don't have the kofar, and maybe it's not such a critical sakana. So maybe we're not choshish for kofar. We don't pass on like that chita b'chlal. We only pass on charoses as a mitzvah. If charoses is a mitzvah, better to leave the charoses for Mara and not to be tovel the karpas and charoses. That's why the Rashbam says, dafka, karpas should not be nipple in charoses. Okay, this is one approach for the Rashbam. But the Rosh adds another idea, a very beautiful idea, a very complicated idea. What does the Rosh say? Quotes to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rosh says, "Im tomar tenach echad yisle shayarki ela masnisin da'ari b'dlesle shayarki tanakam esri le charoses mishum kofa and kena mayla maisi charoses by the chazeres kama mipnei asakana." See, the Rosh in his kasha bavar what I just said. The Rosh in his kasha says, but if charoses is mishum kofa, so if you're using chazeres, so then how can you not have charoses? So I just told you, maybe the Rashbam didn't hold charoses mishum kofa. That is one pshat. Right? The first pshat is acceptable within the Rashbam. The Rashbam held charoses as a mitzvah, and we're not choshish for kofa. The Rashbam says better to wait until Mara to use the charoses, because if not, it's like a gnai to the mitzvah. You're jumping the gun before you have the real mitzvah, which is charoses together with the Mara. But the Rosh doesn't feel like you can reject charoses mishum kofa. He wants to hold that the Rashbam agrees to charoses mishum kofa. So he's troubled with charoses mishum kofa, and the Tan of the Mishnah is assuming that you're using chazeres. So then, how can you tell me that you're not going to be metabol the karpas and the charoses? How's that possible? The Tiri Tzarav Rabbeinu Yonah Zal. Rabbeinu Yonah answers like this: Mishum the Tibul Rishon Eino Lachiya VeElo LeHaker BaAlma. Regilin kol hashana she'ochem chazeres b'lo charoses ve'einem choshu v'kofa gam atanami lo choshu chachamim im yochlu b'lo charoses v'o she'osu b'shayim as hashana. He says kol yimos hashana v'na choshish v'kofa. Well, you chazeres v'la charoses. Who dips into charoses the whole year? Charoses taste good the whole year? It tastes on the Seder night. Wow, it's like unbelievable. It tastes good. But, you know, we don't use charoses the whole year. We're not choshish mishum kofa the whole year. So Zokta Rabbeinu Yonah, for the tibul of karpas, that's Misha Mekera, when a choshish for kofa either. Aval tibul sheni, shushal mitzvah, heziru chachamim shal yehebo chashash sakon. So to the tibul sheni, that's Mishon mitzvah, Chazal said, be careful not to have a sakon. What is going on here? Rabbeinu Yonah says that kol yimos hashana, we're not really so concerned about kofa. We don't really think it's such a sakon. So therefore, for the people of Karpas, we're not going to use Chavrusas. Better not to use Chavrusas now, so that it'll be better l'shem mitzvah later. But the point is, we don't care about the kavu. We forget about the mitzvah component. Chavrusas mishum kavu, we're not concerned about that for Karpas, because the rest of the year we're not concerned about kavu either. Oh, but for the people of mitzvah, for the people of Mar, we're more concerned. That's the mitzvah. We don't want you to come l'day sakana. What is it? Is it a sakana or not a sakana? It's some kind of sakana kolda. So for the mitzvah, we don't want you to come l'idei sakana, so therefore Chazal said that you have to be metabal demar and karosas. But to the table of karpa, since karpa is not a mitzvah, it's just a hekel tinokos, Chazal were not so concerned about whatever sakana exists. So Chazal said that you don't have to dip in karosas. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe therefore you shouldn't dip in karosas, because we want to leave the mitzvah of Charoses for later. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. What does he mean? He's saying we're more concerned about Sakana by the mitzvah than we are by Karpas, which is not a mitzvah. Why is that? We're more concerned about Sakana by mitzvah. Don't we say Shluchim mitzvah Einan Nizokim? Shomer mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovara? There's less of a concern for Sakana by a mitzvah. So if we're not concerned for kofa in Karpas, we certainly shouldn't be concerned for kofa by the Mora. What's going on over here? Why are we more concerned? Why are we choshish for sakana by mitzvah bichlau?
Shulchan mitzvah ain't on these, okay?
And why are we more concerned about sakana by mitzvah than by a davar shel rishus? There are two kashas really over here. Why are we concerned bichlau for sakana by mitzvah? And why are we even more concerned for sakana by mitzvah than we are for the davar shel rishus, for karpas? L'chora ipcha mistabra, we should be more concerned for sakana by davar shel rishus than by mitzvah. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Sefer Mikrei Kodesh wants to suggest the following answer. He says maybe sakana is more of a problem by mitzvah than by davar shel rishus. Why? Because we know that pikuach nefesh is dofer kol haTorah kula. So it could be that if a person is besakana, if a person is going to be in a circumstance of sakana, he might not be a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah. To put himself into sakana to be mekayim a mitzvah, he might not be a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah. And if he's not a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah, then he might not be yotzei the mitzvah bichlal. He says that the sefer Oneg Yom Tov has a sofek. What's the din if someone ate matzah and it was a sakana for him? The doctors told him that it's a sakana to eat the matzah. So was he yotzei his chiv? Let's say it was a sakana for him and he ate the matzah, and then the doctor came over to visit him in the middle of the night and he says, "Ah, you know what? The sakana passed, it's great. No problem. You can eat the matzah now." So he says, "Well, I'll tell you the honest truth. I ate the matzah before." Was he yotzei then? Was he yotze b'shas sakana? He doesn't have to eat it again, or does he have to eat it again? Zapionig yomtiv lechora. That should depend on a psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tofai in Hey Siv Hey paskins about a similar shaila, similar concept but a different shaila. Let's say a person ate matzah when he was a shota. You know, eat him cholim, eat him shota. Sometimes he's not mentally capable, and sometimes he is. Unfortunately. So let's say Be'ez Shtuso, when he's acting like a shota, he eats matzah. And then he gets out of the trance, gets out of the schizophrenia, and he's better. So what does he do? Does he have to eat the matzah when he's a cholim, when he's not a shota? Or do we say, no, he ate the matzah already. I mean, it's the same night. It's the Leila Seder. He did it already. So do we say, once he did it, it's over? Do we say, no, he did it Be'ez Shtuso, so then it's not going to work? So the Shulchan Aruch says that Hitaka has to eat again. Because when he's a shota, he's not a machuyah, but not in the mitzvah of matzah. So his eating of the matzah when he's not a mechuyav b'davar can't help him be yotze for the time that he will be a mechuyav b'davar. Zakti onig yomtiv. The same is true over here. Someone who's bisakana, the doctor's paskin that he was bisakana. So at the time that he ate the matzah, he was bisakana. He was mufka from the mitzvah. He wasn't a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah. So then he wasn't yotze. What he ate then, that was like a voluntary mitzvah. But he can't be yotze. He can't be yotze his chiyuv as a bar chiyuva in what with the maisa that he did when he wasn't a bar chiyuva. He's the same person, but his whole status changed. So when he does a mitzvah, b'shah, that he's not a bar chiyuva, that maisa mitzvah that he does cannot help him be yotze when he becomes a bar chiyuva. And he quotes a very interesting raya to this. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis says, what's the din? Let's say Cholila, person is mal, the children. There were two boys that were Mesu Machmas Mila, hemophiliacs, and then there's a third child. So we know that in the realm of Chazaka, what establishes a Chazaka in Halacha? So normally we think it's three times. Yeah, that's Lechumra. But if we're talking about Sakana, even with two times, you can establish a Sakana. If a woman is married to two men and they both die, she's called a katlonis based on two times, without three times. Rebbe normally holds that chazaka is two times. So we're machmer for Rebbe when it comes to sakana, that even two times could be a chazaka as well. So the Gemara in Yevamos on Samach Dalet says that let's say meisu echav machmas mila, let's say two children die machmas mila, two brothers, and then the third brother is born. So it's also to do the bris milah on this boy because of a chashash of sakana. If a bris milah were done on such a boy, let's say he was born on Shabbos, so it's a milah b'zmana. The bris milah were done on him on Shabbos, it's chil Shabbos, the Gemara says. It's chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos, it's a mitzvah. It's no chashash. No, it's not a mitzvah. It's not, he's an eino bar chayuva. It's not a mitzvah for him because since it's b'makom sakana, he's not supposed to do the mitzvah. He's part of from the mitzvah. He's not a bar chayuva. So because it's not a bar chiyuva, it's chil Shabbos. It's a mila shalob makom mitzvah. It's like a mila shalob isman, it's shalob makom mitzvah, so it's chil Shabbos. Says Rav Tzipa Safrank, so based on this, what should emerge is that if a person is going to be b'sakana because of the kafa, if he eats chazeres without charoses, he's going to be b'sakana. So then there's a concern that he's not going to be yotze the mitzvah. That's why Chazal were concerned. Rabbi Yona says that for the chazeres of Marar, Chazal were concerned that if you don't use the charoses, then you'll put yourself into sakana because of the kafa, and then you'll be in Eina Bar Chiyuva, you won't be able to the mitzvah. So that's why we're so concerned when it comes to the Marar. But Karpas, when it comes to Adav Shal Rishus, there's no mitzvah. We're not concerned that sakana is going to be motzi from the mitzvah. It'll be mevat of the mitzvah, it'll turn you into an Eino Bar Chiyuva. So therefore, you don't have to use charoses. That's what Rav Tzipa Safrank wants to say. That the Mako mitzvah is worse because if you put yourself into a sakana of Mako mitzvah, it'll turn out that you're not going to be able to the mitzvah b'chalal. But if it's only a davar shel rishus, there's not as much of a concern. That's what he wants to suggest. L'chora, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. Manav shach. If it's enough of a sakana that will call you an eino bar chiyuva vis-a-vis the mitzvah, so then, what, we're not concerned about sakana? So how can you eat the karpas? How can you have chazeres for karpas without the charoses? It's a sakana. If it's enough of a sakana that it's mafkia, the shame bar chiyuva from you, so then that's a real sakana. There's a real concern over there. So how can you have the karpas without charoses? There's a concern of kofa. There's a real sakana concern over here. So how can you do that? And if it's not a sakana, there's not enough of a chashash sakana to tell us, to force us to require charoses for karpas, so then how is it enough of a sakana to make you into an eino bar chiyuva by the mor? It's either a sakana or it's not a sakana. If it's a sakana, then you need charoses in both places. If it's not a sakana for karpas, so then it's not a sakana for the mor. So what are we concerned about over here? It's really a pella what he's trying to say. He adds another kasha from his son. He says his son asked the kasha, Chacham b'ni ches beis. Chacham b'ni asked, our case of mor is not like the bris milah.
The bris mila, the gavra, is not a bar chiyuv. You can't do a bris mila to this child. There's meisu echa machmas mila. So he's not shy to the mitzvah mila. He's an ena bar chiyuv. You can't say someone who eats the maror without the kofa, right? If he eats the maror and he doesn't dip into charoses, he's an ena bar chiyuva. He's not an ena bar chiyuva. He's a bar chiyuva. He's just putting himself into sakana, doing the mitzvah. He's a bar chiyuva because he could do the mitzvah by dipping the maror into charoses. You can't say that he's an eino bar chiyuva. Eino bar chiyuva means this individual is in a status that he's not shy to the mitzvah. This person is shy to the mitzvah. It's just if he does the mitzvah in this way, he's going to be the sakana. But you can't call him eino bar chiyuva. Very, very difficult answer. It's a longish answer with Tzvi Pesach Frank's answer, but you gotta work on it because it's difficult. He wants to say that if you don't dip the mara into charoses, so you'll be an eino bar chiyuva. The sakana will be mafkia yoshem bar chiyuva, and then you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. And that's a concern by mitzvah, but not a concern by davar shalishis. It's very difficult. Because if it's a serious sakana, then you should be concerned in both places. If it's not a serious sakana, why are you an eino bar chiyuva for the mara? So I saw that the Sefer Dvar Shmuel has a different answer. He wants to suggest that maybe the rule of Shluchi Mitzvah Eino Nizokin doesn't apply over here. Why? Because it's very easy to save yourself from the problem. You can't say, just do the mitzvah, don't worry about sakana. No. It's very easy to save yourself from the problem by dipping the mora into the charosa. So you can't say, Shluchi Mitzvah Eino Nizokin, there's no concern of sakana by mitzvah. Of course there's a concern of sakana. Because it's very easy just to prevent that sakana. Why were Chazal more concerned by mitzvah than they were by davar shalishis? So the answer you can give, some of the Sfarim want to suggest like this, that we're not talking about such a major sakana. It's a sakana kolbon. But Chazal were concerned about sakana dafka by mitzvah, because if you come lidei sakana, it'll be a gnai for the mitzvah. The sotan is mekatre b'shas ha-sakana. We find that there's more of a kitchud b'shas ha-sakana. That's why Yaakov Avinu didn't want to send Binyamin with the shlotim down to Mitzrayim. The satan is mekatred b'shas ha-sakana. So b'shas similarly, the satan is mekatred b'shas ha-siyas ha-mitzvah. So if there's a sakana, he'll try to create problems, right? He has a sakana, so that gives him a pesach to do something. But he wants to do something even more so when they're doing a mitzvah, because he wants to be mevatel them from the mitzvah. So we're more concerned that something's going to be mekatre b'shas ha-sakana when a person is doing a mitzvah. So it could be dafka legabe mitzvah, we're concerned about sakana. Rabbi Yonah's chiddush that you have to use charoses dafka for mora, but not for karpas. Why is he not concerned about kofa by karpas? Again, Rabbi Yonah seems to also be assuming. If the Rosh is explaining the Shita that you're not supposed to use charoses for karpa, so he has to assume that charoses is a mitzvah, better to use it later. Right? The problem is that but mishum sakona, you have to use it now. If you're dipping chazeres, you have to use charoses for karpas, because if you don't, there's going to be a sakona. No, we're only concerned about sakona when it comes to the mitzvah. Why? So we are concerned about sakona when it comes to the mitzvah because it's very easy to save yourself in mitzvah. So you can't say, oh, but Malka mitzvah, we're not afraid, Shluchim mitzvah are not going to be in these. No. We are concerned about Zakana, because it's very easy to save yourself. Why are we more concerned about Zakana by the mitzvah than by a davar shalishis? The answer is that we're afraid if the Zakana taka happens, Chalila, so then it'll be a Gnaila mitzvah. It'll be a disgrace for the mitzvah that the person came with a Zakana, he was injured through the mitzvah, it's not good for the mitzvah. The second point is that we're afraid that the satan is going to be mekatrig more b'shas ha-mitzvah. We know satan is mekatrig b'shas ha-sakon in general. So Kolshkin is going to be mekatrig b'shas ha-mitzvah because he wants people not to do the mitzvah. He wants to stop them from doing the mitzvah. So we're more concerned that this sakana kolbehu, even though it's only a small sakana, this sakana might play out b'shas ha-mitzvah more than at the time when you're doing a davar shalishis. So that could be The svar of the Rashbam. Right? You could say that the svar of the Rashbam, why bedafka, one should not use one should not use charoses for karpas. Why? Again, the Rashban might hold that charoses is a mitzvah. So therefore, we really want to link it up to the mar. You want to have it to the mar, it's not right that you'll be mamalei kreisim imenu, and then you'll bring it for the mitzvah. You'll have charoses, but the karpas, and you bring it for the mitzvah, that's not the right thing to do. Ay, charoses mishum kofa. If you're using chazeres, charoses is mishum kofa, you can't eat the chazeres without the charoses. So there were one of two answers, either to say that the Rashbam just paskins that charoses is a mitzvah, we're not concerned about kofa bechlal. Since Rov Yerokos don't have the kofa in it, we're not concerned about it bechlal. Or you can say, Rabbi Yonah's svar, that we're more concerned about sakana when it comes to the mitzvah than for davash harashus. The rest of the year, we're not so concerned to dip the mar into charoses. You see, we're not so concerned about this sakana. It's only a sakana kolduhu. But even if it's only a sakana kolduhu, Chazal were concerned b'shas mitzvah, either because they're afraid that if a sakana occurs b'shas mitzvah, it'll be a genayla mitzvah, or because since the sudden is mekatre b'shas ha-sakana, and kolshkin he'll be mekatre b'shas ha-mitzvah, we're afraid that it might lead to more of a sakana. So therefore, dafka legabe mara, you have to use charoses, but the Gabi Karpas, you don't have to use charoses. And once you don't have to use it, since charoses is a mitzvah, the Rashbam prefers that you leave the charoses for the Mara and not use it for the Karpas.